You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I've been in court a bunch over the years, and it's just so serious.
Why so serious?
When someone is led into a court and has to look the judge in the eye and say, sir or ma'am.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
It is a serious, somber, solemn moment.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So you're not going to have an opportunity to get a fair assessment. This is a fixed case if it's tried in Manhattan.
You know, we'll have LSU come. But you know what? I'm going to tell Joe, I think Iowa should come too.
If you ain't first, you're last.
But that doesn't make any sense at all.
First or last. You can be second, you can be third, fourth.
So winners and losers, that's sportsmanship. That's good sportsmanship.
You lost, you're a loser, Bobby.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I think it's great that Trump got another $122,000 from Stormy Daniels today. That's the order from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals for his attorney's fees in the stupid lawsuit she filed against him. So she already owed him like $500,000 with interest. It started out less than that, but you know, the interest is piles up the number. So she owes him over $600,000 now. 844-500-4242. And someone texted earlier, this just goes to show that you can get into trouble with sex. But, you know, it wouldn't matter if he were celibate. They'd figure some way to come after him. It doesn't matter. Again, we come back to the quote from Stalin's secret police boss, show me the man and I will show you the crime. That's what this is. This is ridiculous. 844-500-4242. Before we go any further, we're going to take all calls all hour. But I want to play the Biden cuts. We've got a few cuts. So was it some kind of roundtable, Taylor? Is that what it was?
Yeah, Science and Technology Advisory Roundtable.
Okay. Well, so, you know, when you're talking about science and technology, there are certain things that you should know, like whether the mic is on or off. Cut 13.
The PCAS would meet downstairs in the past. Does that go off?
Whatever you say. Cut 15.
We believe about anything is possible if we put our mind to it.
Anything is possible if we put our mind to it. Is he talking about putting? I didn't know he played golf. Let me hear that one again, Taylor.
We believe about anything is possible if we put our mind to it.
But it's pronounced putted, Mr. President, not put it. Put. Put is what you do when you sell a stock short, isn't it? That's the way you take a lot of puts when you're in a Brandon economy. Cut 16.
Congress needs to pass, and excuse my cold.
Does he ever not have a cold, by the way? Cut 17.
To ban advertising, targeted advertising to children.
I don't know what that means, but are you going to keep talking, Mr. President, or not? Cut 18.
So with that, I'm going to, as my mother would say, hush up, and let's get this meeting started.
Good call. Good call to hush up. 844-500-4242. I told you last night the latest Massachusetts poll, opinion diagnostics poll. Donald Trump is ahead among Republican primary voters, 45-21 over DeSantis, with 9% for Nikki Haley and 3% for Mike Pence. Meanwhile, there is also a new St. Anselm College poll conducted mostly before news of the indictment last Thursday. Donald Trump, 42%, DeSantis, 29%, Chris Sununu, the favorite son, as they used to say, a whopping 14%, Nikki Haley, 4%, Ramaswamy, 3%, Liz Cheney, 2%, et cetera, et cetera. I'll bet Trump's lead has widened in New Hampshire after the indictment. It's widened everywhere else. 844-500-4242. I want to, before we go back to the lines, I just want to read you one quote here. I read it last week, but it's very telling, I think. It's from a speech delivered by then U.S. Attorney General Robert Jackson to the Conference of United States Attorneys, U.S. Attorneys, in 1940. And he became a Supreme Court justice. And by the way, he was a Democrat from New York, a Democrat from New York State. Much like the guy who appointed him to the Supreme Court, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, but more to the point, like Alvin Bragg, the District Attorney of Manhattan today. If the prosecutor is obliged to choose his cases, it follows that he can choose his defendants. Therein is the most dangerous power of the prosecutor, that he will pick people that he thinks should get rather than pick cases that need to be prosecuted. With the law books filled with a great assortment of crimes, a prosecutor stands a fair chance of finding at least a technical violation of some act on the part of almost anyone. Sound familiar? It is a question of picking the man and then searching the law books or putting investigators to work to pin some offense upon him. It is in this realm in which the prosecutor picks some person whom he dislikes or desires to embarrass, or selects some group of unpopular person and then looks for an offense, that the greatest danger of abuse of prosecuting power lies. It is here that law enforcement becomes personal, and the real crime becomes that of becoming unpopular with the predominant or governing group, being attached to the wrong political views, or being personally obnoxious to or in the way of the prosecutor himself. What do you think Robert Jackson of the Supreme Court and of FDR's cabinet, New York Democrat, would think of what his fellow New York Democrat, Alvin Bragg, did to Donald Trump? Another former Democrat from New York, come to think of it. Donald Trump used to be a Democrat, and he's from New York. 844-500-4242-413. My kid just putted his toys away. 844-500-4242. People are saying I'm not criticizing him enough for coming up with the past tense of put. I mean, I think it speaks for itself, right? I mean, I don't think how much do I have to say? I mean, a little kid, 3 years old, 4 or 5, would know that put is the past tense of put, not putted. Daddy, I put the pudding on my lap. 844-500-4242. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Howie. Yeah, this way they want to just put Trump. If he spits on the sidewalk, they prosecute him for something. I don't know. They're just crazy.
They are. It didn't have to be sex. I mean, and it didn't have they didn't care that the statute of limitations was out. They didn't care that that all the federal agencies had no interest in prosecuting this. They didn't care that Democrats have been getting away with this since time immemorial. They didn't care, John. They just wanted to get the guy, just like Justice Jackson said back more than 80 years ago. Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
Well, the way,
go ahead.
The reason they do it, because he stands up for America first. They went after Pat Buchanan ran back over 26 years ago. They went after him, but they didn't go after him as much as they did as they've done Trump. He could just spit on the sidewalk, and
Buchanan ultimately wasn't a threat to them. He was more of a threat to the rhinos, to people like George H.W. Bush. So they didn't care. He could operate with impunity and immunity from prosecution. Thanks for the call, John. 844-500-4242. My first appointment when I get back to New England in a few weeks is with Perfect Smiles in Nashua. It's already booked. I do this because I understand not only the importance of looking good, but also that oral health is critical to longevity. So many problems can start in your mouth. Do you think that your dental issues are too complicated to fix, or that it would take so many visits that you give up before making that phone call to even get started? Are you looking for expertise and experience to help you? When you think of prioritizing your needs for the summer, put yourself and your health first. There's a reason people say have a happy, healthy new year. Health is number one, and since your oral health affects your overall well-being, do what I did. I went to Perfect Smiles in Nashua to be as healthy as I can and to look as good as I can, too. Perfect Smiles is just the place to go, whether you just need a checkup or a simple tooth cleaning or something more complicated. Make your health a priority for this summer. Call the only dentist I'll go to, Dr. Houghton at Perfect Smiles in Nashua. Look them up at PerfectSmiles.com. That's PerfectSmiles.com. I'm Howie Carr.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
Howie Carr. And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
With rising inflation, food and heating costs going through the roof, families are feeling the financial pinch as they struggle to make ends meet. Preparation is key. Our friends at ReadyWise have emergency food kits that will provide peace of mind. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie23 at checkout to save 23% on your order. Taylor, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is Trump saddened or gladdened that the crooked DA didn't take his mugshot? Saddened, gladdened, or he's got bigger fish to fry?
I'm going to say he's got bigger fish to fry.
52% say he's got bigger fish. 37% say he's saddened. 11% say he's gladdened.
All right. Thank you. 844-500-4242. 508 says, sorry, I stepped out for a minute. I put it out the trash. That was pretty revealing cut, wasn't it? Let's play that cut one more time in case you weren't paying attention. This is cut 15.
We believe that anything is possible if we put our mind to it.
844-500-4242. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, Howie. I want your audience members to remember that Donald Trump held the most powerful office in the world. And if they can do that to him, you know, the Democrats want to destroy this man and his family, then just imagine what they could do to ordinary citizens like you or me or your family members. I don't even want to think about it.
Agreed. I mean, he's been saying this for a long time, Tom. And, you know, again, it was always an abstract concept. But now you can see it with your own eyes. It's not an intellectual exercise to imagine it. You see it right in front of you, what they're doing to this guy. And again, I come back to the Harvey Silverglate book, the lawyer who's a friend of Alan Dershowitz from Boston. 3 felonies a day. That's the estimate that some people have made, that every American, you know, commits in one way or another. There's so many damn laws on the book that anyone commits 3 felonies a day, whether they know it or not. And with the law books, this again, Jackson said, Robert Jackson, the former attorney general, the late attorney general, late justice of the Supreme Court, with the law books filled with a great assortment of crimes, a prosecutor stands a fair chance of finding at least a technical violation of some act on the part of almost anyone. And again, that's what this is. This is a technical violation at best. At best. Thanks for the call, Tom. Gene, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gene. You there, Gene?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I sure am. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. Hey, I enjoy your show. And I'm 74 years old. I'm getting toward the end of my lifetime. I've had numerous heart attacks. And I've heard all the facts, you know, from Sean Hannity to Rush Limbaugh. I love that man dearly. Miss him greatly. And, you know, my question, with all the facts that I've heard from everybody, I mean, I hear it daily. My question is this, what is anybody going to do with these crooked politicians from Bill Clinton, the Hillary Foundation, I mean, right on down the line?
We have to beat them at their own game. We have to win the elections, and if that means harvesting ballots, if that means soliciting mail-in votes, and in states like where are you from? You from Texas, Gene?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean in Texas, I mean you control Republican control of the legislature and the governor's office. You can stop a lot of this stuff from happening with the Zuckerbucks coming in and taking over the local elections. You can stop perhaps mail-in balloting. If you don't have the power, you don't have enough Republicans to stop the mail-in voting, you just got to take advantage of it. Like in Massachusetts, it's been passed by the legislature and signed into law last year by the Republican governor, so-called Republican. And so the Republicans have to learn to use the same techniques that the Democrats are using. They've mastered it in California to a degree. I mean, they've taken back a lot of the congressional seats that were taken by the Democrats by the fact that they use the voter mail-in ballots and the harvesting more than the Republicans. We've got to use all the techniques that they use, including turning the state attorneys general and the Republican district attorneys on Democrat politicians. Although there aren't as many Republican district attorneys as there are Democrats, but some of the Republican attorneys general are doing a pretty good job in places like Missouri. That's the weaponization of the social media. That's a lot of that is being handled by the AG from Missouri. Thanks for the call, Gene. Keep listening to the show. 844-500-4242. Ernest, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ernest.
Good afternoon. Do you find it ironic that they are doing this the same week as Easter, the persecution of Donald Trump, the same week as the persecution and resurrection of Jesus Christ?
It has occurred to me, Ernest, but I didn't want to mention it. You know, I remember someone did that in Massachusetts when Charlie Flaherty was pleading guilty to income tax evasion. And I didn't want to say it, but I'm not stopping anybody from mentioning it, that it does seem rather ironic that this is happening during Holy Week. Thanks for the call there, Ernest. 844-500-4242. When we come back, 20 times leftists feigned outrage over Trump and lock her up chant at rallies. 20 times. Ugh, all these horrible people. And all, most of them are still around. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. There's so many of these comments about leftists feigning outrage over Trump and the lock her up chants. I won't even go into the more obscure ones. Here's Barack Obama. In a democracy, you can't threaten to jail your opponents. We have fought against those kinds of things. CNN. Trump threatened to jail Clinton if elected. These countries might do the same. Dana Bash, what makes this country different from countries with dictators in Africa or Stalin or Hitler or any of these countries with dictators and totalitarian leaders is when they took over, they put their opponents in jail. So I guess we're no different than now, Dana. Is that what you're saying, from countries in Africa or Hitler or Stalin? Van Jones, a line was crossed that I don't know has been crossed in my lifetime, maybe ever. He threatened to jail his opponents. It's a new low in American democracy. Keith Olbermann, always a sober voice of reason in political discourse. Trump's threat to imprison his political opponent is a threat to imprison all his opponents and lethal to democracy. Joy Reid, another voice for moderation. She called it the locker up chant peak authoritarianism. Countries that lock up whoever dares to run against the autocrat are the kinds that we used to send election monitors to. The New York Times quoted a top Democrat lawyer saying it would be mimicking the tin pot dictators of historical disgrace for the Trump administration to prosecute Clinton. An official Democrat National Committee Twitter account. In America, we don't send our political opponents to jail. Although the DNC spent almost $1 million to pay for the Steele dossier, which was an attempt to frame Donald Trump 7 years ago. Former ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul. Dictatorships lock up the opposition, not democracies. Jennifer Rubin. Oh, God. The zeal to not only beat but imprison one's opponents has never been the basis for a presidential campaign. Nicholas Kristof. In America, we defeat election opponents. We don't jail them. That was then. This is Nicholas Kristof today. I worry about a failed prosecution of Trump, but I worry more about no prosecution. Well, consistency, as Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, is the hobgoblin of small minds. So no one could say Nicholas Kristof has a small mind, right? Eric Holder, in the U.S., we do not threaten to jail political opponents. Christian Amanpour told former FBI Director James Comey, who said he was very happy about the indictment, that lock her up was dangerous potentially. It could have created violence. It's that kind of hate speech. I could go on. 844-500-4242. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Hey, Howie, I gotta rely on your investigator's intuition here. Can you tell me what's going on with this former aide for Larry Hogan? And why he would be in a gunfight with FBI and then finally shoot himself? I mean, is this Arkansas? Is this guy know something? And what's going on?
I don't think Larry Hogan is a threat to anything except the nearest buffet table. Do you? I mean, I don't know what happened. I heard Chris Plant on WMAL this morning speculating on this. They're telling they're telling conflicting stories about what happened. This is the guy McGrath. He was stealing money from the state of Maryland, apparently, and he got fired or forced out as the chief of staff to Larry Hogan a couple of years ago. He was indicted by a grand jury. He'd moved to Florida to the West Coast. And he was supposed to show up in Maryland, Baltimore, for his arraignment in federal court. And he took it on the lam. And they've been looking for him for 3 weeks, and they finally tracked him down in, I think, Knoxville, Tennessee, or around there. And last night, he had a standoff with the FBI, and he ended up dead of a gunshot wound. I don't know, Zebra. What's your theory on it?
Well, it seems that for big players like this, and people that are involved, the total dollars we're talking about is less than $500,000. That's not a cigar budget for Ukraine. I mean, $233,000 and $170,000. That's less than Elizabeth Warren's annual teaching fee, right? So what the hell is that? Something to die for?
Well, the thing is, I mean, if you go on the lam. And you're just a political hack, basically. Like you say, you're a small-time political hack, a ham and egger, as they used to say. I mean, I don't think people like that kill themselves, do they? Very, very seldom, anyway.
No. No. And they say the coup de grace was him shooting himself. So they're saying that there was a gun battle and with FBI who didn't get shot, and then he killed himself. There's something fishy on this story. I don't know. It's going to take somebody smart like you to dig it out, or maybe this one gets swept under the rug. What do you think?
Babe, I'm going to guess the latter, that he gets swept under the rug. Remember, there have been a lot of cases like this. Remember the guy that was supposedly the speed bump Sarnaev's crime associate? And he was lugged in Orlando, Florida, and then he ended up getting shot in the head while he was in FBI and local police custody. Remember that one? That was a few years ago now, but that was another strange case that someone died under mysterious circumstances. Thanks for the call, Zebra. 844-500-4242. Barbara, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Barbara.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
So I have a question. I, as I told your tech, I am a former prosecutor who took many cases to the grand jury. The little bit I read about these charges, they are misdemeanors in New York, but rise to the level of a felony if it's in furtherance of another crime. And I assume that means, like, falsifying business records in order to fraudulently obtain a bank loan from a bank. Has anyone articulated what the other crime is that made these into felonies?
I think my understanding, I don't think anybody has articulated it on the record, but I think the news accounts have said that somehow the money was used in the furtherance of the 2016 political campaign. But I think you could also make the argument that a non-disclosure agreement over an extramarital affair would also fall under the umbrella of a personal decision, wouldn't it? I mean, it's not just politics. I mean, don't you think he probably wanted to avoid the embarrassment to Melania?
I agree. This is a business decision between Trump and Stormy Daniels, even though he's denied having any sort of sexual relationship. So how did this become a felony that warranted a grand jury investigation?
Right. And the other thing is, you know, if this was a violation of federal campaign laws, why did the Federal Elections Commission, the Southern District of New York, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and Maine Justice in D.C. all take a pass on this case? Not to mention Cyrus Vance Jr., the prior D.A. of Manhattan, also took a pass, as did Alvin Bragg when he was first sworn into office.
Exactly. And so when did a state prosecutor get the authority to prosecute a federal offense?
I know. None of this makes any sense, does it, Barbara?
No, the only time we were permitted to take cases to the grand jury is if there was a really serious offense, such as rape, murder, child pornography, armed robbery. Falsifying business records warrants a grand jury investigation? It's totally preposterous.
Especially when he's letting all these criminals go. And I mean, and this isn't like rumors that he's letting criminals go. We know it. I mean, we saw what happened with the shooting at the garage on the west side on Saturday morning. His cops. I'm assuming they acted on orders of the DA's office. They arrested a guy who was shot, a security guard who was shot twice by a robber. And he grabbed the gun away and fired at the robber and shot him. And he was charged with attempted murder for a day. He was chained to his hospital bed, a security guard who'd been shot twice by a robber. Where are Bragg's priorities? Go ahead.
In Massachusetts, we have what's called a Rule 11, which means a lawyer is only supposed to file a suit, including a prosecutor, if they have a, quote, good faith basis in fact and law. Somebody should investigate this prosecutor for prosecutorial misconduct, in my opinion.
Well, that's what Trump said last night in one of his Truth Social tweets. He said Bragg should arrest himself. And again, these leaks are coming out of the grand jury. I know it's a technical violation, but it is a violation. And you'd think they're dealing with an ex-president. You know, this guy was the most powerful guy in the country for 4 years. And I mean, doesn't he deserve some kind of respect? I mean, but you're just you're indicting him on nothing, and then you're leaking it to some Democrat hack, Michael Isikoff, who tried to frame him on the Steele dossier. It's almost like they're rubbing salt in his wounds. Thanks. Yep. The wheels down at Palm Beach International Airport, so he'll be there in plenty. I assume he's been working on his speech during the flight down from New York. So he should be ready to speak tonight at 8:15 or thereabouts. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, Limerick, I would like to know how the hell Obama fought for the preservation of our Constitution all the way from Kenya. I was thinking, he meant that figuratively when he said we fought for it, figuratively, not literally, Limerick guy. Natural disasters can occur anywhere, anytime. Are you prepared? We think of food, water, shelter, and so on, but what about an emergency medical supply? That's why I have the Jase case from Jase Medical, J-A-S-E. I have peace of mind knowing I have access to life-saving medications in an emergency. Jase Medical is simple. You go online, fill out a form, and then you get a prescription. Life-saving medications are delivered right to your door at a fraction of the regular cost. The Jase case from Jase Medical is a pack of 5 different antibiotics that you can use to treat a long list of bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory infections, sinusitis, skin infections, pneumonia, and more. Everyone should be empowered to care for themselves and their loved ones during the unexpected. You'll be glad to have the Jase case. Go to jasemedical.com, jasemedical.com, and enter code Howie at checkout for a discount on your order. That's promo code Howie at jasemedical.com. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back. He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down the toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
You know, Barbara, the lawyer, a former prosecutor in Massachusetts, had a really good point. You know, how is Bragg prosecuting a federal case that the feds didn't want in state court, that the under state statutes that the statute of limitations has expired on. And here's an even better point. He doesn't even cite in this indictment, 34-count indictment, he doesn't even cite the federal law that Trump is accused of violating. How is that possible? How could he do that? And by the way, all of these payments, they started in February of 2017, the payments from the Trump organizations. They started in February of 2017. They continued through December of 2017, according to the indictment, right? I'll read you a headline now from January 19th, 2017. Trump Organization documents say he has resigned from more than 400 businesses. So on January 19th, he resigned from all of the businesses, the private sector, corporations, et cetera, that he was on the board of or he was an officer of, right? So where is the evidence in the indictment that he orchestrated this when he wasn't, he's not an officer of any of these entities that were making these purportedly illegal payments to Michael Cohen, the disbarred lawyer who was pled guilty to bank fraud, which is lying to banks and as well as perjuring himself in front of Congress. 844-500-4242. Good Lord, what a mess. June, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, June.
Howie, you know you my main man. What's going down, man?
Go ahead.
I'm going, man. Let me go. Hey, Howie, we got to be fair about this. Let everything take its course. Don't try to speak for one man. Let him go before the judge and let the judge and the court system take care of it. And they will.
Okay, the judge who contributed to Joe, the judge who contributed to Joe Biden. Yeah, this is really on the level, June. Thanks for the call. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking the call. Hey, I think that Bragg is beyond prosecutorial misconduct. I mean, it's so bad, even without this case, what he was doing in New York. However, now let's take Trump at face value and Stormy Daniels. They didn't have an affair, right? It never
according
happened.
To them. According to
what
them, they
was
didn't.
The reason? Okay. Why would Trump pay her any money?
To shut her up.
For what reason?
Well, I mean, you know, it's pretty clear that something did happen. I'm just saying they're on the record as saying nothing happened.
Right. Okay. All right. No, I got you. But suppose nothing happened. This is what I think Bragg is partially hanging his hat on. Okay, it never happened. Why would you pay
He's
her?
Partially hanging his hat on the fact that he's bought and paid for by George Soros's change of color or whatever it is, and the personal contributions made by Soros's son and his daughter-in-law. If he wants any future in New York City or New York State politics, he's got to follow through with his campaign pledge, which, by the way, was pretty damn outrageous in itself. That he was. That was his platform that he ran on. He was going to indict Trump.
Hey, the security guard who just wrestled the gun away from the assailant, shot him, and then got arrested.
Yes.
And got shot.
Yes.
Was it he or was it the assailant who was locked to the bed, handcuffed to the bed?
It was the security guard who was locked to the bed. It was on the front page of the New York Post yesterday. His boss went in, and the guy was crying. He took a picture of him. He had all the wires attached to his shoulders and his chest, and he got shot twice. He got one bullet nicked his ear, and I think the other one went in his shoulder. He could have very easily been dead, and he was going, I didn't do anything wrong, and I'm chained to this hospital bed, and he was under arrest. Thank you, Alvin Bragg. I'm Howie Carr.
Hey, hey, hey.
President Joe Biden is frantically implementing the digital Fed coin into the U.S. financial system. Big tech companies have a long-standing history of leaking, losing, and even selling user information. Just this year, a criminal site known as Biden